This is America's favorite radio station, Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. You're listening to The Hard Line. I would be Mike Reiner.
I would be Greg Williams.
Warmest greetings, tickheads and ticket chicks. Well, it is Friday, and today we emanate live from the Cape Buffalo Grill. Ah, yes, one of our very favorite ports of call. A frequent Friday port of call. The Cape Buffalo Grill in far north Dallas, Addison Road and Trinity Mills. Just a stone's throw west of the tollway is where you will find Cape Buffalo and where you will find us today. And we certainly invite you to come out here and see us. And we've got a lot of big doings going on out here today. But I'll tell you what, we enjoyed that last segment of just taking random phone calls so much that we've decided to do another one.
We did?
Yes, we did. So, hello, you're on The Ticket.
This is The Ticket?
Yeah, it is. What can we do for you? We're here to help you in any way that you might possibly desire.
I have some news on Donald Driver.
The Packers great?
Yes, I was actually right north of where you guys are now. I was at the Fox and the Hound last night, and Donald Driver walked in with his wife and his agent.
Yeah, and?
And we got to talking to him, and he's looking for a house here, and I was just wondering if that could be a, I don't know, what's the deal with him?
You know, I'm really glad you brought that up, because today we do have rapidly developing news, as things turn out, on George Seifert. He's been seen in Valley Ranch house hunting. Not only that, but we have good information that he has also leased a Cadillac from Autoflex today. Now, what do you make of that?
Nothing. I just asked him, and he was looking for a house here, and I was just wondering if didn't know anything about his contract. So I was
Cowboy. He already signed today.
No, he didn't. Don't say that.
Oh,
that will send the sporting world into a tizzy.
Did we have Donald Driver?
Yes. All right. Well, we'll stand apprised on that and watch for Donald Driver.
And you said it first, dude. If it happens,
that's right. You're all over it, man. We will give you full credit for breaking that story. Hello there. You're on The Ticket.
I hate Valentine's Day.
Why?
You can't go in. Well, for single guys, you can't go anywhere without a date that night. If you go with the guys,
how old are you?
They'll think you're a homo.
How old are you?
What does that matter?
Answer the question.
Homo.
How old are you?
Old enough.
Well, we require
44.
Okay. Are you married?
No.
With girlfriend?
Yes.
Well, then what are you worried about?
What do you have to, what is all this, why do you have to do this? Well, you can take them out 365 days of the year, 4 days of the year. You don't do it that day, you're toast.
Well, tonight's not even Valentine's Day. Tomorrow is.
Tomorrow is what I mean. Tomorrow is.
Let me ask you.
You know, a man,
do you give a damn about this girl anyway?
Well,
you don't, do you?
Not really.
Okay,
no.
Don't worry about it then, dude.
What's the worst thing that she can do?
Well,
dump you.
You know, it's not just one. You got a couple of them. But
you know what? Let me tell you something, pal. If you've got scene control, you can let tomorrow come and go.
But doesn't it?
And you don't have to do anything. And if she doesn't like it, she can just bebop down the road.
But doesn't that suck? You have to deal with it.
You know, you don't have to.
We're telling you, you don't have to.
You don't have to at all. Most girls, I swear to God, most girls, they think the same way, that this is a tricked up.
No, they don't.
No, they do.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
That is absolutely wrong. That is absolutely wrong.
You know what the best thing
is? Why is the pressure on the guys, though? Why the guys?
Well,
because guys allowed it.
There's an easy way for you to take the pressure off of yourself. Tomorrow, take her out somewhere and cut her loose right there. Just get up and go and say, see ya.
I've done that.
Right then and there.
No, you haven't.
Yes, I have.
You just don't talk to him.
No, my girlfriend in college, when we were 21 years old.
The one with the problem?
No.
Okay.
That's a fair question.
I guess.
As well known as you've made it, it is a fair question.
Why is the guy...
Hold on, dude.
We'll come back to you in a minute.
You're a part of something special. We're allowing you to be in on this conversation.
We're talking to Snake.
Listen up. I'm going to give you a piece of advice here. With an example.
What problem did she have?
So, Valentine's Day rolls around, I've been thinking about dumping her for a while. Okay.
And this is the one with the feminine hygiene issue?
No.
Okay.
There's no one with that issue.
There was one.
You ought to see Snake. He's getting mad now.
Yeah. So she... We're over at her house, and I'm trying to figure out when and how I'm going to break up with her. You know, and this is an awful day. Yeah, and I was going to not do it. You know, I was going to wait till the next week or whatever, the next Monday. So she gives me her Valentine's card, and she was like, and inside it said, like, blah, 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 I love you. And this card entitles you to one trip down to Austin to see some band that we were going to go see the next week. So we were going to go out of town the next week.
Oh, it must have been Dave Matthews.
And she was going to pay for it.
Thunderbolt Patterson?
No, Grego, it wasn't Thunderbolt Patterson.
Got a ton of email on that.
And I told her.
Turn around there.
I told her on Valentine's Day, I go, listen, this isn't working, and we're going to have to break up. As I'm holding her card in my hand.
Well, that's pretty good. I'm going to give you points for that. I mean,
Thank you
didn't take advantage of it.
Thank you. So that was it.
So what happened? You give the thing back to her and that was it?
Yeah, I gave her the car back. She started bawling and I walked out of her house with the number one sign held up. Knowing that I was a rarity in these United States.
So see, dude, it can be done.
Yes, it can be done.
Still, we shouldn't have to spend...
No, you're
Stop
right.
Stop harping on this.
Okay, you know what? You keep harping on that we shouldn't have to do it, and we're telling you, you don't have to do it. You're buying into the nonsense. You're buying into the Hallmark nonsense.
I mean, just come on, man. Get some scene control.
Just go in tonight and tell her, say, hey, look, sweetheart.
This isn't working.
I know that you like this Valentine's Day nonsense, but I don't. And so we're doing nothing. And you're going to like it?
How old is she?
She's 40.
Mm-hmm. You need to get younger at that position.
Yeah, dude, come on.
Somebody 44 has no business with somebody 40.
Okay. I'm doing it all wrong, huh?
Yeah, you are.
Let's suck it up, dude.
It's not beating down this poor guy.
Well, you sound beaten as hell.
Well, I dread this day. I really do.
Well, we're telling you, don't dread it. Just don't do anything. Just make a proclamation.
What if I give the I'm sick excuse?
No, there's no need to lie. Just stand up and be a man.
We're telling you what to do.
The worst part about that, though, and I was talking to one of my buddies on the way up here who was having the same, we were having the same conversations. This guy's having. And my buddy, who goes by first name Hugh, second name E. He said, you know, and the worst part is that she wants to spend the whole day with you.
Oh.
The whole day. I'm like, I don't even do that when you're married.
Day.
And it's
Valentine's
just his girlfriend. I go, tell her you'll hang out with her from when it gets dark.
Just give her one of the six-hour time. You can have noon to 6 to midnight.
Yeah, it's like a shift.
Which one do you want?
6 hours, nothing, man. Give her an hour and a half, and that's it. That's what I'm doing.
I agree with you.
I don't even like to hang around myself for 6 hours.
I know. You have to have a nap in there to break up the monotony.
You done with this guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, get rid of this guy.
Tell him goodbye.
Oh, he killed himself.
Bye, fella.
You don't have to buy into this if you don't want to.
What happened to the open?
It wouldn't fire off.
Oh.
Inco malfunction. At least that's what I'm telling you.
In other words, there was one.
He didn't
right?
do it.
No, he didn't do it.
Did too.
Poor Danny.
Okay, well, let's try to fire it off now, Psycho. Let's just see if we can fire it off.
No!
Okay, drops seem to be firing off.
Yeah, I think the commercials were played okay, were they not? Well, the open fired off okay. All right, that's enough.
Sounds to me like you weren't prepared, Danny. Just admit it, Danny. You didn't do it today. It's a lot easier to admit it.
I did too.
No, you didn't.
Danny.
It's a lot easier to come clean because we're going to find out. We're about to send somebody in there to search the system.
You showed up hungover. Just tell the truth. You didn't do one.
Not hungover. Still drunk.
Yeah. Still drunk.
We just want you to admit
Stinking. It. With that stupid hat. That I hate so much.
Why do you hate the hat? It's cold outside, you monkey.
We're all drunk.
Because it's so ugly. It is of such a hideous color.
It's orange.
No, it's not.
It's green and orange.
It's olive green and orange.
It's the color of the Miami Hurricanes.
And I'm going to steal it.
What are you going to do with it?
Destroy it. Something that ugly does not need to exist in this world. Psycho knows. He's in there looking at it right now. Am I right about that, Psycho?
Yes, you're right. And it's so ugly.
You know what? It's okay to wear those kind of stocking caps outside, but they're not meant to be worn inside. Because you're warm on the inside.
Am I?
Yeah.
Well, we're doing a real service as things turn out today. I really didn't anticipate this.
I'd like to know what everybody's doing for Valentine's Day.
All right, maybe we'll get into that and take another call or two next here on the ticket.
Well, wait, what? Are we just not going to do the show the way we had planned on doing
maybe
it in the meeting?
Nope. Maybe
is it
not.
3 o'clock?
It's 3:30.
It's okay. Valentine's All Day, right. Open fire, open line.
Then at 3:29, are we not normally on the air every day doing the show?
Yeah.
Are we doing the show right now?
Yes.
Okay. Don't worry about it. 3:30 on the ticket.
Okay.